Good.
So I'll light our first candle. I'll light our candle to remind us that God, that the light of Christ is always present amongst us as we meet together. And I've lit our candle in front of our picture, a picture of the Annunciation. I can't remember where it came from. I've grown to like it. I think it was probably one of our girls' paintings, and it was in one of their rooms. But I'm learning to sit with it a bit more. So, opening prayer. God of hope, be with us in our Advent journey to the stable and beyond. Be with us in our worship and our praying together. Be with us in our Advent journey to the stable and beyond. Our God of hope. Amen. So we're meeting to reflect on the theme of hope this week. And we're going to use the Magnificat of Mary as our guide. So we're going to do a Lectio Divina. So we're going to read the passage a couple of times. We're going to share thoughts. The first time, without any explanation, there's no obligation to say anything and there's no invitation to say anything more the first time. The second time round, we'll share whatever might have arisen for us, a word that might have popped out for us. And then there will be an invitation if you want to explore that a bit more. And why you think that word, that phrase, might be speaking to you. So there are four stages then. Number one, we pray that the Holy Spirit will guide our reading and guide our listening and guide our sharing together. And I'll read the passage, number two. I'll read the passage and then ask us each to share one word or phrase that jumps out. I'm then going to ask somebody else to reread the passage. And we will then share again. It might be the same word, it might be a different word. But then we'll also share more widely what that might mean for us. And then we may or may not do the fourth because it's quite a long passage. So it might be too much to read it through three times. But we'll then have a period of silent prayer, just working through for ourselves what that word and what we've heard other people share, what that might mean for us at this time in Advent. So the passage. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready, hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. So we'll go around in a circle and just share any word or phrase that maybe we feel has jumped out at us a bit more than the others. And if there's nothing, that's also fine. You can just say nothing in particular. And if anyone would like to start, then we'll go round clockwise from them.
No word from God will ever fail.
Spirit will come on you.
How will this be?
I am the Lord's servant. So is there somebody who would be willing perhaps to read all of it or half of it a second time round? It can be nice to hear another voice who might bring out other elements of the text for us.
I can read it all, but if anybody wants to share it with me.
I think you're a very popular man at this moment. Go for it.
The birth of Jesus foretold. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. for no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she proclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him. From generation to generation he has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
Thank you, Robert. So we're going to move on to the questions on the back, and we'll have a conversation about those. So having answered some of the questions, we will listen to Stabat Mater, and during it, in this room now, we can place our stone by the picture of the Annunciation and the light representing God's presence with us. So invite to really ask as a prayer that God will strengthen us in our hope and will use us to be a source of hope to others. Now, I won't get the one I was listening to at home, but it'll be okay, I'm sure. No, I do need a little bit more. Sorry about this. To listen to, and I can't quite see how long it is, but I'm going to play it for 3 or 4 minutes, and I hope it will give us a space in which to reflect on some of the what God might have been saying to us during this time around hope. So I'm going to say our final prayer, and then we can close with the words of the grace. God of hope and resurrection, as you brought great blessing upon Mary and Elizabeth, we ask that you will surprise us in our hope. Since you give more than we can imagine, and your faithfulness to us never ends, strengthen us in this time of waiting and anticipation. Create among us an expectant people seeking to do your will, seeking to share our hope, seeking to see your kingdom come among us. Amen. And the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. Oh, thank you, everyone.